We're going to move on to our next session, Navigating the Cybersecurity Landscape, Best Practices for Governance. And I will start with our moderator, Mr. Jay Johnson. Jay, are you going to introduce the panel, or would you like for me to?
I can introduce them.
Okay. Yeah, all right. Good. Good morning, Jay. Good to see
you. Hey, did John drink out of this water? Did anybody see, or is this a fresh one? Yeah, okay. I'm not drinking after that guy.
Jay Johnson is Managing Director and Deputy Chief Counsel in the Technology, Digital, and Innovation Legal Group at Charles Schwab and oversees privacy and cybersecurity for the company's legal team. He's also an adjunct professor at the SMU Dedman School of Law, where he developed and teaches the school's flagship class on data privacy and cybersecurity law. Jay previously was a partner in Jones Day's Cybersecurity Privacy and Data Protection Practice Group and an assistant U.S. attorney in the Eastern District of Texas. At the U.S. Attorney's Office, he coordinated the U.S. Attorney's efforts to investigate and prosecute cybercrime and IP theft, and he served as the primary internal resource for the district's prosecutors on issues related to the collection and use of electronic evidence. And now I've given the panel adequate time to be seated. Jay, I'll turn it over to you.
Yeah, you guys are not going to get that lengthy of an introduction. I didn't realize we were reading from start to finish. Actually, let me set aside the introduction for just a minute. To get us started. And you guys are back row people. I could tell. There's like, for those that are tuning in from outside, there's like 50 chairs up front that nobody takes, just like me in my law school days way back in the day. But the back row seats are all taken. So we're going to try to get some of you guys to participate a little bit in this next session if you're amenable to it. Look, I'm told the only way I can screw this up is to hit the wrong button. I've only got three button choices, so hopefully I can manage to do this the right way. But if we skip around on slides, I'll try to fix it. Just to figure out who we're talking about here, why do we care about governance? Why do we care about cybersecurity? Why are we in the room? We asked GPT. We played that old game, the social media game from a year ago. I think it was a year ago, 6 months ago, about asking GPT for something and then making it worse and worse. And so literally no prompt engineers up here. This was the prompt, show me a sinister hacker. And GPT gave us this guy. And actually, I'm not super scared of him. Doesn't look bad. Looks like something that we could handle with good, effective governance. But then I tell you, one follow-up, just one follow-up to GPT to make the hacker more sinister ratcheted things up a notch, guys. Suddenly I'm scared if that's the opponent. We kept going from there. Look, make him as sinister as you possibly can. We get this guy, and then we didn't stop there. Hey, look, GPT, you're getting closer, but we really need more sinister vibes. You know, kind of do the best you can. And so this is our opponent. This is the opposition, so says a leading generative AI platform. Incidentally, we did say, hey, look, GPT, that's pretty good, but please don't come back until you've absolutely created the most sinisterest hacker you could possibly think of. And we got that creating image, sort of the rotating bubble thing forever. I gave up. I think GPT actually took me at my word and is still working somewhere out there in the ether on the most sinisterest hacker and is not going to come back to me until it has it. Look, if I happen to get it during this presentation, we'll stop the presses. I'll try to show you the picture, but just know that we're working on the most sinisterest hacker out there imaginable. Let me give just a brief introduction of what I think is an all-star panel up here. So I'm going to start. I'm going to do this oddly. I'm going to start Doug. So in the middle, I've known Doug for a long time now. He's the chief legal officer for Tokyo Electron. Doug, you're also the VP for legal, IP, I think corporate governance, and a whole host of other things. Tokyo Electron is actually one of the 10 largest companies in Japan, a leading semiconductor company in the U.S. and internationally. Doug is what I think of as the epitome of an A-plus chief legal officer. Calm, cool, collected, practical, knowledgeable, can deep dive, and is just an A-plus person. We have next Brandon Rogers. Brandon, somebody behind his back says that you absolutely have to include Brandon on a panel about this topic. So, Brandon, I should be minimizing expectations and letting you jump over them. Instead, I'm going to do the opposite and just say that you've got people talking about you well behind your back. Brandon is the chief risk officer and the CISO for Travis County right here in in Texas. And then finally, last, certainly not least, is Sam Rubin. He's a VP and Global Head of Operations for Unit 42 from Palo Alto Networks. Sam, I think Unit 42 focuses on threat intelligence and response, that piece of what Palo Alto does. And I think you and I have known each other for quite a while.